Hi, my name is Tim Buss, and welcome to this AAT podcast. I'm going to talk about international services, and particularly intra-EU services, and the VAT implications. New rules on intra-community supplies of services came into force on the 1st of January 2010. This was as a result of an EC-wide alignment of the VAT rules between all the member states. This has necessitated a number of involved changes to the VAT place of supply rules, and also means that suppliers of cross-border EC services will have to make EC sales list reports from the 1st of January 2010. HMRC Notice 741A provides useful guidance. Under the new rules, a supply of services is made in the case of when the recipient of the services is a relevant business person, which I'll explain in a moment, it is the country in which the recipient belongs, and otherwise it is in the country in which the supplier belongs. A relevant business person is a person who is a taxable person within the meaning of Article 9 of Council Directive 2006/112, is registered for VAT, is identified for VAT in accordance with the law of a member state other than the UK, or is registered under an Act of Tynwald for the purposes of any tax imposed by or under the Act of Tynwald, which corresponds to value-added tax, and who receives the services otherwise than wholly for private purposes. One thing to point out is that under Article 9 of Council Directive 2006/112 mentioned earlier, there is no registration requirement in order for the recipient to be regarded as a taxable person, and consequently, businesses which are not registered for VAT can be regarded as a relevant business person for these purposes. A supplier should obtain commercial evidence which shows that their customer is outside the UK and does not receive their supply for a wholly private purpose. The best evidence is a VAT registration number. Obtaining the VAT registration number means that the supply is not received for a wholly private purpose, and a VAT registration number should be requested. If the customer is unable to provide a VAT number, the service provider can accept alternative evidence. This evidence includes certificates from fiscal authorities, business letterheads, or other commercial documents indicating the nature of the customer's activities. Such evidence should be kept as part of the service provider's records. Where VAT numbers are available, they should be shown on the service provider's invoices. Some customers may be VAT registered, but also have non-business as well as business activities. Examples of such customers are government departments, charities, municipal authorities, or similar bodies. In such circumstances, provided the customer receives the services for the purpose of their business or non-business activities, such as statutory duties or charitable activities, the place of supply is determined by where the customer belongs. If the services are being used for a wholly private purpose, it is not a business-to-business supply, and instead the provider will need to decide whether the business-to-consumer general rule or one of the other place of supply rules applies. An illustration of the normal rule is that, say, a UK parent company charges its EU subsidiary and its non-EU subsidiary a quarterly fee for management services. From the 1st of January 2010, both invoices will be outside the scope of VAT, as the services are business to business and therefore supplied where the recipient belongs. Another example would be a UK agent invoicing their EU principal for their agency services. Again, from 1st of January 2010, the agency fees are supplied where the business customer belongs and will therefore be outside the scope of UK VAT.